climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Continuing our coverage of local and state elections, joining me in studio right now is Representative Marco Erickson from District 33, Seat B. He's also running for re-election, and that primary election is coming up quickly on May 21st. Representative Erickson, thanks so much for stopping by the studio.
Happy to be here, as always.
I'd love to get your thoughts and perspective on the session that just wrapped up.
Well, it was very busy. We did a lot of things. We accomplished a lot of things. We did probably the biggest tax break for a long time when it came to school facilities and helping the community at the same time have a little bit of a tax relief on that. We called it the Christmas tree bill. That was a big one that went through, helping out school facilities across the state, because we have a serious backlog of need to fix some of those old schools and take care of that. So we did that. We did some fentanyl thing. That was a big bill. Minimum mandatory sentencing, fentanyl test strips was one of mine. We had a lot of things going on in session.
Yeah, it was a big session, and the school facilities, huge, because as we're growing, we got to be able to house all those students, and some of our schools really are at that point of needing major repairs, and we're also needing new schools as well.
Yeah, it was just a backlog for several years. The legislature just hadn't done that piece of the educational backlog that we needed to take care of, so we took care of it. and we still have more work to do. That's just the beginning, I think. There's a lot more to be done.
Let's talk about your fentanyl testing strip bill. That was a big one.
Yeah, that was a bill that had been, proposed a few years in a row. And I talked to some folks in the field. As many people know, I worked in drug treatment and prevention. And so my primary focus is prevention. I want to prevent death. And we know that people are struggling right now, and they're getting cheaper prescription drugs and other things, and they're not knowing and understanding what the dangers of doing that is. And so since they're doing it, we figured we've got to have a way to help them out, and we just made it to where those test strips are legal now, and they don't have to possess them illegally, and they can test the product and make sure that it's fentanyl-free if they're going to be taking a substance of any sort.
Right, because with fentanyl, a lot of times we're looking at this, and it's fentanyl poisoning. Because people aren't overdosing intentionally on fentanyl. They're just not realizing that it's been laced with fentanyl. And so it seems to me that that is going to be a really positive thing.
Yeah, I hope so. Our goal was to save lives, and so it got unanimous support, which I always feel good about. Most of my bills I run really have a lot of support from all members on both sides. That's just because it's good legislation. I try to make sure I do a lot of homework on those projects and things like that. But you were right. It saves lives because there's simple things like Botox treatment. We had a case in another state where they bought a Botox treatment and it was laced with fentanyl. Who would have thought, right? And this person died from it. Yeah. So it's nuts.
So they bought it like maybe off market?
Off market, correct. Yep.
Wow. And had no idea.
No idea. And so people have to be careful. Anything coming from Mexico right now is a dangerous situation. And so I always say just it's better off to spend that extra dollar it costs to buy those test strips, right? And
exactly.
Now it's legal in Idaho. We're probably one of the last four or five states to legalize that.
Well, I know that you're probably breathing a little bit of a sigh of relief now that the session is wrapped, but you haven't slowed down.
No,
you're
not
very,
at all.
Very busy. Now you're kind of in that campaign mode as well as juggling, just the responsibilities of being a representative in District 33. So what are some of those issues that you're working on right now that maybe didn't get through the legislation?
You know, I didn't push, everything I push usually gets through. So this year I didn't push the things I wasn't ready for. I'm working on things for next year, especially juvenile justice reform and some adult justice reform. They're things that we're proposing to pilot projects to see if we can save money. And we're always looking for ways to improve systems and make the taxpayers spend less money. So that's kind of the goal. And there's several of us legislators that work on that together. I'm always working on something with health and welfare. There's a lot of, as people know, that's the largest agency in the state of Idaho. They have the biggest budget. So there's always some things we need to do there to fix systems inside that giant department.
I am always in favor of criminal justice reform. We have the best criminal justice system in the world, but it's not perfect. And there certainly are areas where there could be improvement. Let me ask you this, Representative. What is one of the major stereotypes that you could help shatter about the criminal justice system here in our state?
Well, I think people think they're out to get you. And when I've watched the system work, they're not. They're really there to be restorative. And so we're getting better all the time at focusing on that lowest level and keeping people away from the system. And that's kind of the focus now, is to do better even at that. So we did really well with juveniles. In Idaho, they went from having over 600 juveniles incarcerated in our state down to, on average right now every year, about 140 to 145 kids. The expectation was that Idaho, our population would be at 700 or 800, and we've done such a good job with the low-level programs that now we're at that level of 140, 145, and then we can do the same thing with adults. We just have to keep working on that system.
That is remarkable. What a decrease there. Well, let me ask you, what message would you want to send out to voters?
I just tell the voters, I'm always working for you. I've been a public servant since I was 10 years old here in Idaho, serving the public, and I will always do that. It doesn't matter what capacity I'm in. I seek the legislative position because there's a lot of good work I can still do there. I don't plan to be there forever. I'm one of those folks that will do my job, get in and out, have my influence, and then be back to serving in a different capacity like I am right now in the community. I have so many other things I can do as well. But I choose right now at this time to serve you on multiple capacities, including the legislature and the nonprofit work I do in the community. So I'll just continue to do that for a few more years and appreciate the voter support.
And with the criminal justice arena, so are you currently working on some legislation that you would like to bring next time around?
We are working on a few things. There's going to be hopefully some pilot projects, because the idea of the pilot is you test it in a certain market, in a community that's ready, and then you show the numbers. And when you show that numbers the next year, then you bring serious legislation to make that the standard, because it makes sense and saves a lot of money. And I think some of these ideas we have, we can save a ton of money in the court system and divert people away from having to even go in there. And it saves, because you don't have to have the prosecutor spending their time. You don't have to have the public defender spending their time, the bailiff, you know, the court clerks and the judge. Every single case that goes into those, and then we divert away, we save that much money. Sometimes those prosecutors have told me, and the defense attorneys, that they were sitting around in the courtroom waiting, right, for mm-hmm. their hearing to come up. They might have five cases out of 30 on the docket, and that's just a waste of their time and energy. And we could do better by diverting those cases away and letting things happen. So there's some work we're going to be doing on that. I'm hoping to see that in the next year.
That's all part of that, doing the homework before you bring the legislation.
Correct.
Well, Representative Erickson, if people want to know more about you and your campaign, what's the best way to do that?
That's excellent. We have a Facebook page, and we also have MarcoForIdaho.com. So it's always a good place to reach out. My cell phone's published, so people are always able to call me directly at any point. And I have a lot of calls, and I take care of them locally as much as possible.
Well, Representative Marco Erickson from District 33B, thanks so much for stopping by the KID News Radio studio.
Happy to be here.